You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Jean Melisane grew up all over the Bay Area, but she picked up her love of photography in San Jose, working for the media collective Silicon Valley Debug. Jean's work ranges from documentary photography to personal portraiture. Whether her cameras pointed at her queer Pacific Islander community or a Black Lives Matter protest, her eye is always drawn to the way people thrive despite the struggles they're facing. She came to KALW Studios to talk about the power and responsibility of documenting people's stories.
The way I discovered photography was like pretty random. Sprint had come out with the first like camera phone. It's terrible quality, but everybody was like super excited. And you know, I was still in high school. I bought my brother and me the camera phone right when it came out. And you know, no one had cell phones back then. So it was only me and him calling each other in high school, you know? And we would take pictures, and my older cousin, he would see all these photos on my cell phone. He was just saying, you should consider photography. He was like the first dude that ever said that. But it wasn't until I left down to San Jose and went to college, Evergreen Valley College, and I took a photography class. I got to meet this community organization called Debug through that school. And Debug was a community media organization, but they do so much more. They work with families of folks who are incarcerated. They work on lowering their sentencing. So I really got to learn everything from all these folks who work there. Like, they used to have this photo circle. You know, I didn't know any photographers growing up. So, you know, it was just dope to be around folks who were really passionate about people, passionate about community. I try to practice all the time this concept of conscious photography. So conscious photography comes from like being more intentional about photos you take. You don't just like take the photo and move on. Like, you can actually shift someone's life through photo. You know, photographs kind of capture a timeline. That's why folks love looking back. You know, there's a connection of where you're at now to then. I did this show at Oakland Museum with Pacific Islander families in the Bay Area. We went to Diamond Park and we were there doing a kava ceremony, ava ceremony. So ava is like a root and it gets dried out and shaved into a powder and folks drink it in a ceremonial way. And so we went with this family and it's probably like 30 of them. And they all come out, they all show up, and the women are creating tapa, which is like a bark cloth. It's found across most of the Pacific Islands. It's probably one of the biggest practices. You can see the family's name is written on there usually, and you can see the date, or you can see the village. And then when it's passed down, it kind of holds every, you know, every single thing. So when you pass it down and you can see the name and the family and the village. So like this family, they all came out. And so we did this ava ceremony and I took this photo and there was an elder in that photo. And he passed away. When he passed away, I went to go print all these photos for them. But they used a photo for his headstone. When I seen that photo on the headstone, I seen it through Instagram. I'm friends with all of his kids on Instagram. And so I was like, that's exactly why I take photos. The way that you capture images in a certain light, people need to see themselves like that, you know? Because sometimes people don't see themselves in that kind of light. You know, I've been to funerals where you see on the program, I've seen like someone use a terrible pixelated image of an ID. That kind of looked like a mugshot. And I'm just like that, you know, like we just need to take photos of our folks. Cause you know, like it lets you know that someone like yourself exists. Like I remember growing up and you know, you're always trying to identify somebody on television, you know, even if it was like terrible role that you saw someone in, you know, you're just like, oh, look at that guy. You know that there's like a connection there. It's important for folks to know that, you know, they could be in galleries. You're just trying to make right of your folks, you know, the folks that you grew up with, that you know personally. You just want to make sure that their image is going to be reflected as who they are.